I am the resurrection and the life. In verse 25, Jesus said to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? This is the fifth of Jesus' I am sayings. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. Jesus is revealing himself, showing us who he is, that we might know him, that we might know and enjoy God through him. Now, here in this passage, we're in the village of Bethany. See that in verse 1, Bethany. And that's just under 2 miles from Jerusalem. And in Bethany, there was a man called Lazarus. He's named in verse 1. And he had two sisters, Mary and Martha. Now, Lazarus became sick, as it says. And in fact, he died. And verse 17, he found Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. So Lazarus then had died and had been buried. He'd been there for 4 days. And then you knew he was dead after 4 days. He was really dead, as it says in verse 39. After 4 days, there's a terrible smell. But verse 4, Jesus said, this won't end in death. The end won't be death, but it'll be for the glory of God. See that in verse 4? It is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now, does that surprise you? Lazarus died, and yet Jesus said, this will be for the glory of God. God's ways are not like our ways, but they're better. Oh, that must have been hard to see at first. Hard for anyone to believe that their dear friend Lazarus or their brother Lazarus could die, and yet it would be for the glory of God. You know, if you receive the truth of Jesus Christ and if you follow him, you'll have this surprise many times. Many painful and difficult things come, and yet Jesus says, just trust me. It's going to be better this way. It's for the glory of God this way. Are you ready for that? Well, what I want us to see first as we look at these verses is that Martha, so one of the sisters of the dead man Lazarus, Martha, she showed her faith. Verse 20, she heard Jesus was coming. She went out to meet him. And she said some wonderful words to him, verse 21. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And surely that was true. In the Bible, nobody ever died in the presence of Jesus. You know, when Jesus died, there were three crosses. There were the two thieves, one on each side. And Jesus died first. Nobody could ever die in the presence of Jesus. He's told about Jairus' daughter who died, or another time there's a coffin and a funeral, a burial, but he raises them to life. Nobody can die when the Lord of life was present with them on the earth. But Jesus hadn't been there. Lazarus had died. But Martha says, verse 22, I know even now God will give you whatever you ask. Does she really believe that? Does she really think that Lazarus can come again? Well, she says so. True faith believes in God even when the clouds cover the sky. So today the sun is shining. And if you love God, it's easy to love him when the sun is shining in your life and you feel like you could defeat any enemy, that you could hold on to God forever. But do you feel like that when the clouds come? And when you can't see your way through to God? Could you still say, Lord God, I'll still believe in you? You know, Job in the Bible. Job, don't know how you say his name. But he lost his family, his sons and daughters. He lost his servants. He lost his possessions. He lost his home. He lost even the support of his wife. But he said to God, even though you slay me, though you kill me, yet I will trust in you. And that's true faith. Trust God, not just because times are easy, but it trusts God in the dark days too. Well, what did Jesus reply? Verse 23. He said, your brother will rise again. Now, as yet, Jesus did nothing, but he spoke a truth. That's God's way. In hard times, God speaks truth. Even though it seems he's doing nothing, because Martha thinks, verse 24, he's speaking about the end of time, the resurrection at the last day. But Jesus just brings this truth for her faith to feed on, to see her faith coming out. And that was a truth Martha would have known from her Bible. She had the Old Testament, and the Old Testament clearly revealed that there would be a resurrection. Job, who I've mentioned, Job said that though in my flesh my body will rot away, yet in this body I will see God. I will see him with my own eyes and not another. Job expected that after he died, he would live. Or Daniel, the prophet, Daniel said that at the end of days, or it says in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 2, it says that at the end of days, those who are sleeping in the dust will rise again, some to shame and everlasting contempt, but some to glory and eternal life. So the Old Testament spoke about a resurrection. We know there must be a resurrection, because the Bible promises justice, doesn't it? It says God is a God of justice. But do we get justice in this life? The Bible says that God's people will inherit the earth. But do they do that in this life? In this life, don't those who are greedy and powerful and corrupt, they seem to get to the top? And the earth seems to belong to the wicked? And those who are God's people often suffer, and they're nobodies? And yet the Bible says God's people will inherit the earth. It's because there's a resurrection. And that's a wonderful truth. Because all those who've died trusting in the Lord Jesus will be brought together again. So what a great reunion. Martha, verse 24, she believed all of this. And so she confessed it. Martha answered, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So she's in her pain, she's in her sorrow, her loss of her dear brother, and yet she remembers the truth and she says, I know, not just I hope or I desire, but I know he will rise again in the resurrection the last day. Do you know God's truth? And do you know it so that you'll confess it in dark days? Is it just a hope, or has it really taken root in your heart? And will you confess it? Well, what Martha said was good, but it wasn't enough. So let's move on. Now we see Jesus revealing himself. So there's Martha revealing her faith, but now Jesus revealed himself. It was true, there was a resurrection coming, still coming, at the last day. But that's not all. Verse 25. The resurrection is not just an event. It's not just something that's going to happen. But Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. All the power and glory of the resurrection was actually standing in front of Martha, speaking to her. She spoke of a future event, but Jesus himself who is the resurrection and the life, was standing in front of her. All the power is in him. It'll happen because of him. Why could Lazarus be raised up again at the last day? Well, because Jesus was going to die for his sins. Why would Mary and Martha and every believer be raised at the last day? Because Jesus would take their sins on the cross, would pay the price. And they don't have to stay dead anymore. Death has no more claim over them. Now, if the landlord comes to your house and says, you're owing the rent, there's still 700 shillings. You pay him 700 shillings. If he comes the next day and says, now what about this month's rent? You'll say, Nimelitha, I paid yesterday. It's all done. And he'll say, well, we hope he'll say, oh yes, of course. I can't claim anything from you again until next month. Jesus died and paid the price. And death then cannot keep us if we belong to Jesus. The believers are joined to Jesus. He is theirs and they are his. They can't stay in the grave when Jesus himself has defeated the grave and risen. So the life which Jesus has belongs to believers. So there must be a resurrection through him. So really, it's not just a teaching, but it's a person. We're joined to Jesus. Martha did well to confess what she confessed. The resurrection is all about the Son of God. He died for sins, he rose again, and we must, if we believe, because of him. So what does that mean in more detail? Look at the second half, verse 25. But he who believes in me will live, even though he dies. There's the resurrection of the last day. Joined to Jesus. So your body goes to the grave, yet God will bring it together again and raise you. And verse 26, whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Now that could mean we'll be raised to never die again. The Bible says we'll be given new glorious bodies. We'll never have weakness, never have pain, no suffering, and again, no death. Or it could be speaking about spiritual resurrection. That if you believe in Jesus, then you'll have spiritual life with him forever. So what Jesus offers is life as it should be. And that means to know and enjoy God through him. Adam, our first father, he was made to know and enjoy God. The Bible says God walked with him in the garden. They fellowshiped and talked together like a man talks with his friend. And that's life. Life isn't to get a big house or to get some good business. Now, those things can help us and be a blessing to us whilst we travel through this world. But life is to know God, to enjoy God, to fellowship with God, to rejoice in God, to have God with us, God's comfort, God's strength, and God's promise of heaven. That's life. And Jesus says, the one who believes in me will live and never die. See, this is the fifth of Jesus' I am sayings. I wonder if you've noticed, they're all about life. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He said, feed on me. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. If you believe in me, you won't walk in darkness, but you'll have the light of life. All of life will open up to you. You'll see what it's really about. Spiritual truth, I'll show you. He said, I'm the gate. The sheep come in, the sheep go out, and I give them life. They go in and out and find pasture. I've come that they might have life. They might have life to the full, he said. And he said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. Jesus' life is given for us so that we can live. Jesus, again revealing himself, is the source, the author, the giver of life. Do you want to have spiritual life? Come to Jesus. He's not just the teacher of the way of life. He is himself the resurrection and the life. And so he challenged Martha, verse 26. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? She said, yes, Lord. I believe you are the Christ, the Messiah, the King, the Son of God who was to come into the world. So Jesus has shown Martha nothing about Lazarus. She doesn't know what he's about to do. And that's God's way. First, we believe, even though we don't yet see. We can't yet see, but first we believe. First, God reveals his truth, and then he comes to us and says, do you believe this? Do you believe that you're a sinner? You're under the anger of God? Do you believe that you need to be saved? Do you believe the one who God sent into the world, the only one, is Jesus of Nazareth, who lived and died on the cross and who rose again? Do you believe that he is the King, the Lord, to whom every knee must bow? Well, thirdly, finally, Jesus revealed himself again, but now he reveals his power. So Martha's revealed her faith, Jesus revealed himself in the truth of his words, but now his power. They go to the grave, verse 38. It says Jesus was deeply moved. We didn't print verse 35 on this sheet. The shortest verse in the Bible, do you know it? John 11, verse 35. Jesus wept. Death is a terrible thing. Death was never part of God's good world. When God made the world, what did he say? He said it was very good. And there was no death. Death came in because of sin. Death ends all our hopes in this life, doesn't it? It separates even husband and wife, father and son. And much too often it seems to come too early. So many things we would have wanted to say to that person if we'd known they were leaving us. So many wrong things we would have wanted to put right if we'd known that they were going to pass away. So many opportunities we remember were wasted in that life. And now it's all gone and we can't see them again and we can't speak to them again. Nothing more can be done. Jesus felt the awfulness of death. I'm sure he felt it more than we do. Because we've become used to death a little bit, haven't we? We expect it. We can see we're getting older. But Jesus knew what life should be. Jesus was perfectly holy. Jesus had enjoyed perfect fellowship with his Father. He had enjoyed his Father from eternity in heaven. He knew just really what damage death had brought to man and woman in the world. So it says he was deeply moved. The original word, the Bible wasn't written in English, it was written in Greek. The original word suggests even that he was offended, that he was angry when he saw what terrible things death had brought into his world. And he wept. Jesus was full of pity towards us. Jesus was full of compassion towards sinners. Jesus took no pleasure in seeing death come. Lazarus was a sinner, and so Lazarus had to die. Lazarus was a child of Adam, so he had to have Adam's curse upon him. But Jesus took no pleasure in that, and God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's why he came. Jesus said, verse 39, take away the stone. And then Martha said two words which you should never say. But, Lord, should never say that. If Jesus says, do this, and you say, yes, Lord. But Martha said, but, Lord. Now, verse 22, she said, I know God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus says, take away the stone then. And Martha says, but. Well, Martha had faith, but it wasn't perfect faith. The way to get hold of Jesus isn't through perfect faith, because actually none of us has that. But it's just through faith. Your faith might be weak. Maybe you can see 100 problems and faults in your faith. I didn't ask if you had perfect faith. See, God asks, do you have faith at all? Are you resting upon Jesus at all? Have you placed your hopes upon him? Now we don't ask if then you're walking exactly as you should be. We're not asking if that faith comes out in everything you do and in everything you say. But we're asking, have you rested upon Jesus at all for salvation? Well, Jesus said, did I not tell you if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And then she remembered. Her faith was stirred up again. She was rebuked. And they took away the stone. Now Jesus said some more words first, before anything else. And he prayed. He looked up, verse 41. Father, I thank you, you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus can only be the resurrection and the life because God sent him. He can only use the power of God in raising the dead because he's the Son of God. And he prayed to God, and these words are given, really not because God wasn't with him yet, but so that we might know that God is with him. You want to know the way to God, it's through Jesus. If you're trusting in Jesus, you're quite safe, because the Father always hears the Son. The Father loves the Son. If you're together with Jesus, then God will never send you away. Jesus then declared these great words, verse 43. Lazarus, come out. One preacher said, it's a good thing. He said, Lazarus, come out. If he just says, come out, everybody who was in that tomb would have come out. Such is the power of Jesus. Well, he said, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus came out, verse 44. The dead man, dead no longer. He came out, his hands and his feet, still with the linen cloth, the cloth around his face. What Jesus did physically for Lazarus, he does spiritually for us today. Jesus did this so that you can see he's the resurrection and the life, so that you can believe in him. The Bible says that we're dead in our sins until Jesus speaks and he says, whatever your name is, come out. And he gives spiritual life. If you want spiritual life, you won't get it anywhere else but from Jesus. You won't receive it any other way but through his voice speaking and saying, come out, rise and live. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The spiritual life comes from him. And we seek him in the Bible. We seek him in prayer. And we seek him by listening to preaching. We can seek him by reading. But it's he himself you need to find. He is the resurrection and the life. Have you heard his voice yet, commanding you to come out of your spiritual grave, to live before God? The resurrection of your soul before the resurrection of your body on the last day. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. He who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?